Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Carr. This morning, my guest is Santo Tercivia with Market Insights. Santo, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, Kemp. How are you?
Good. It's good to talk to you. We've been working closely together. Our teams have. We've done a lot of statistical information. Thought it'd be good to catch up and maybe say on a podcast what some of the numbers are. We put together the May issue, which is our annual report issue. That's been out a while. Most people should have that. And the June issue is at the printer, which focuses on the commercial market. So let's real quick just run through some numbers and then talk about what some of this means. So when we're looking at 2018 versus 2017, you tell me GDP growth in 18, what did we have?
2.9%, okay. Which is higher than the federal government and most economists had forecast.
Mm-hmm. So when we look at the total flooring business, and we're talking about, you know, all types of flooring, the flooring that we don't track stone, it's too hard to tell where that's going, and our numbers also just include ceramic floor tile. We don't have the wall numbers in there. We saw a 5.1% growth in 18 versus 17, but we think consumption was probably closer to 3.7%, and the difference between those two numbers is all of these LVT products that were brought in early, filling up warehouses with the fear of the tariff. They thought it was going to come at 25% in January, and we all know now that that was just put in here a couple weeks ago, right?
That's correct. The fact that the market is so in flux right now with the nature of these tariffs, how long they'll last, it's really hard to predict. Companies are going out ahead of the curve and raising prices in consideration of the price increases. To some degree, we've heard on the first go-round, at least, the Chinese were absorbing some of that increase. So the prices from China didn't change markedly because of the tariff, but this second round is up for grabs in terms of what's going to happen with those prices.
Yeah. We'll talk about more of the tariffs in a minute. Let's go through some more numbers on this annual report. So if you just talk about share, which means, you know, of the $23.7 billion at wholesale value, you take that as the 100%, and so the share shift is kind of interesting. Carpet lost about 1.5 points. It's now 36.4%. That's without rugs. Resilient grew to second place and is about a fifth of the market. Hardwood lost a share point, and ceramic lost about a half a share point. And to talk about just growth of 18 versus 17, we've got carpet at 0.5% growth in dollars, rugs at almost 10% growth in dollars. We've got ceramic tile flat. We've got wood flooring down 4%, laminate flooring down 4%, resilient flooring up 26.4%. And if you talk about LVT, and again, this is filling these warehouses, this is not consumption, that's 45.4% growth. That's pretty remarkable.
Yeah, and I'm amazed at LVT. Every time I think it's going to start to mitigate its growth, it blows through a forecast and just keeps going. And it's popping up everywhere.
I covered the fact that I went to China about 6 weeks ago and toured some factories, and it's amazing how much capacity they've got. They keep adding capacity, so this is really going to be interesting to watch. Let's talk about the commercial flooring. This is the magazine we just sent to the printer. It'll be in the mail next week. That market is underperforming. It's up 2.1% to $5.7 billion. And when you start talk about share, the share of that $5.7 billion, carpet is 57.3%. Resilient is 21%. Ceramic is 17%. And wood is 2.7%. So that's how the commercial market breaks out. What do you think is causing the commercial market to be so soft?
Well, you've got a couple things going on there. In terms of office construction and office renovation, more and more companies are moving in two directions. One is either outsourcing or to flex time for their employees, where employees don't have to come in to the office all the time.
Yeah.
Working from home is becoming more and more of an issue, so the company can add people but not have to expand their office space. In terms of the retail area, well, we know what's going on with the online sales. It's just decimating the major department stores and all kinds of retail outlets. And we're looking at former retail stores being converted to college classrooms and whatever. You've got education, although it's growing, they're constrained to some degree by finances in terms of secondary schools. Property taxes and things are holding some of that back. Hotels and motels were overbuilt, so they're working out that inventory. I mean, there's so many things going on there. It's very, very difficult for anybody who's trying to forecast that area to get a handle on it.
Yeah, and we need to admit, Santo, one of the things that we're both scratching our head about, when you talk to Starnet or Fuse and you ask what their membership's average growth is, and it's high single digits. So if the market's up 2.1% and they're high single digits, what's missing? It's hard for us to quantify, but how much of this polished concrete, what's the factor there? Is that 15% of the market now? That's one that's hard to get your hands around. And there's other poured floors that we don't track. We don't get the numbers like these, you know, products that are shipped from the more traditional suppliers, right?
Correct. And that's an area we'll be working on to close the gap with. This is an area that is obviously of interest. It's growing in terms of its penetration, and it needs to have attention given to it. And we're going to work on that this summer.
So what's your outlook for the rest of the year?
I'm bullish on this year. I mean, first quarter GDP, 3.1%, which is, it blew through the 2.4% forecast for the year. So we're already ahead of the game on that regard. I think we're in a new area. No, we've got a whole bunch of things that didn't exist before in terms of the economy. We've got regulations being ripped out. We've got a whole bunch of changes in policy. We've got these tariffs which present a potential headwind. But so far, things look very bright. And excluding commercial, the net-net seems to be very positive.
Okay, Santo, thanks for spending time with me and sharing some of these numbers with our listeners. Again, been talking to Santo Tresivia, an economist and principal with Market Insights, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.